What's happening, PGA DFS fans? Thanks for joining me. Coming by another one of my top five videos. This one's going to be the top five sleepers for the Open Championship. Hopefully a couple of these golfers. Well, we're going to hope that they help you win $1 million this week over on DraftKings. Of course, $100,000 on FanDuel, so not too bad over there either. And these sleepers, well, right now, I'm doing this on Monday night, Tuesday morning, so there's still things that could change in terms of projected ownership and all that, but I have all of these golfers projected under 7% owned this week, so let's go ahead and dig in. Before we do that, each and every time, though, in each all of my videos, what I do is I give you a transparency corner. Again, I love creating content. It's a lot of fun for me to do so, but I want to see you guys winning as well, not just giving the content to do it and to put the content out there, folks, right? So last week, well, a bit of a mixed bag. Had an incredibly good upside from the top end from Sebastian Munoz and Ryan Moore, a T3 and a second place finish there for about a combined ownership of 12 or 13%. Gotta love that. But my three golfers before them that I recommended, well, they all missed the cut. Vincent Whaley, Keith Mitchell, and Dylan Fratelli. So like I said, a bit of a mixed bag. We'll call it a C+ because those top five are pretty important, especially for golfers under 10%. So what I'm going to look for this week, and I'm going to start off with a golfer that has come in the top 20 in each of his first two Open Championships, Erik van Rooyen. He's coming in at 7,000 and just 1%. There's a lot of attention going to golfers like Lucas Herbert this week and a couple of others down there. It's leaving big holes specifically for Erik van Rooyen. Now, he's missed the last two cuts at majors and he's topsy-turvy, but the fact is I could go 5% and, you know, have that many more lineups than everybody else would of him. I like that. I like those odds. And maybe that top 20 or a top 15 turns into a top 12 this year. And for a 7,000 golfer going up against, say, 25,000 other golfer entries in the $100 millionaire maker this week, I think that could help you win it. Now, for him to win on the millionaire maker $10 lineup, he's probably going to have to get inside the top 10. So for Erik van Rooyen, for him to get in the top 10, well, his off the tee game would have to really be on 81st this year on the PGA Tour, 102nd on the approach, 91st around the green, and 99 putting. Pretty average in all categories. So we hope that his big game shows up here this week. A golfer that has had their big game show up, at least in the past, a couple of times, is Danny Willett. Danny Willett coming in at $7,100 this week and just 1% projected owned. When we look at his recent Open Championship history, British Open, which I'd like to call it, of course, he's coming 6th and 24th in his last two and has made the last five or six cuts, something like that, and added another top 10 in there as well. So Danny Willett clearly liking this style of golf, and you can see why. He's third around the green this year in strokes gained, something that really helps you here, helps you stay around par. Of course, if you stay around par a lot and go on a little run, that's all you need to play well at the Open. And Danny Willett has done that a couple of times here. So I like Danny Willett, excuse me, this week. His other statistical numbers, well, they're going to need to improve. 124th off the tee, 145 on the approach, and 129. The third golfer I want to talk about this week is a former Open champion a couple of years ago. It's Francesco Molinari. And let's talk about him for a second. He's been basically non-existent. I haven't heard much from him, but he came in 13th at the U.S. Open not too long ago, getting up for the big events. It's kind of been his MO. Maybe a mini Brooks Koepka, if you will. But for Molinari, he's packed in between Daniel Berger and Harris English, who are garnering a ton of attention here early this week. So I love pivoting to Francesco Molinari. Again, came in 11th at Port Rush, so he clearly loves the Open. When we look at his strokes gain rank, again, we see why. 28th around the green, 98th off the tee, 54 on the approach. And as goes Molinari's results, go his putter. He's 142nd this year. But certainly you can see when he starts to gain a couple of strokes with his flat stick, the top 15 comes in a hurry. So I really like Molinari this week on your MMEs, the $10 millionaire maker on DraftKings. I think he's a great target for it. Okay, the last two golfers are in the low 8,000s this week with a ton of attention going to Matthew Fitzpatrick coming off that second place finish at the Scottish Open. A lot of attention's coming off Adam Scott and Justin Rose. For Adam Scott, 8,104% projected owned. He's not fared all that well recently at majors or even at the Open Championship with a missed cut at the PGA, only a 35th at the U.S. Open. Missed cut at Port Rush and only 17th the year before that. So maybe that's why people don't want to play him, but I've been following this guy for a while and the putting, well, that has fixed to the tune of 19th on the PGA Tour this year, 98th around the green, 58th on the approach and 139 putting. If Scott puts the ball in the fairway a lot this week, I do like him to be right around that top 15, top 10 mark. Plus, at 4% owned, you don't really have to go more than 10% to get leverage. Okay, next guy and last golfer in my top five sleepers. Well, this is a tough one because there's only about four, maybe five golfers that are going to be under 10% owned that are priced at 8,000 or above this week. Will Zalatoris, Webb Simpson, I just don't think that they're in the right form to do it. So then it goes to Justin Rose. Now, Justin Rose is your perennial GPP play. Why do I say that? Well, he's had a lot of missed cuts recently, but also a couple of top 10s. How about a top 10 at the PGA Championship, was in the mix at the Masters, but then a total blow away at the US Open, was never close. The Open Championship, that served him a little bit better though. As he's gotten older, his ball striking has gotten worse and his short game has gotten better. Well, we see that the results from the Open Championship have also been pretty good. Second in 2018 and 20th at Port Rush. We look at his strokes game rank. We see why he's been struggling this year. 148 off the tee, 115 on the approach, 180 around the green, but 33rd putting at least gives him some hope when he gets on the green. Okay, so that's it for my top five sleepers for the British Open or Open Championship. Let's go 5-1 really quickly again. As summary, Eric Van Rooyen, Danny Willett, Francesco Molinari, Adam Scott, and Justin Rose will do it for us. Of course, we have so much more content coming out this week. It's a really quick week as we're going to start on Thursday night. All of you on the West Coast, it's going to be a 10, maybe a 10:30 lock for you there overnight on Wednesday, not Thursday. So we lose, well, I'd say about a 12, 13 hour content time. So it does feel like everyone's a big rush. So till next time, everybody, make sure to tune in on the Wednesday Live Before Lock show to get Eric and I's breakdown on all things weather, waves, and all much more. So then everybody, good luck at the Open Championship. Somebody win that $1 million. Make sure you screenshot it to me as well. I'd love to see the success. And we will see you on the other side. Cheers, everybody.